People in Western New York were pissed off. In December 1988, the State Low-Level Radioactive Waste Siting Commission announced that 10 sites in rural western counties were the best spots for the state's so-called low-level radioactive waste dump, mandated by federal law. The reaction was fast and fierce. In Cortland County, more than 3,000 people attended the commission's first public info meeting on January 23rd. After what they heard, 1,300 returned the very next day to occupy the county office building, filling the halls with chants of "Bump the Dump." 3 days later, and 100 miles farther west, the same roadshow arrived to explain their plan at Belfast Central High School. There, concerned citizens of Allegheny County were leading a public education campaign that had snowballed, and 5,000 people showed up, a full 10% of that county's population. They overflowed from the gymnasium to other rooms and finally outside, where most heard the raucous meeting through loudspeakers. One after another, residents stood to condemn a selection process skewed against them while decrying the radioactive threat to the health and property values of their farming community. The commissioners, in turn condescending and callous, did nothing to moderate the accelerating reaction. The crowd whooped and hollered when one man summed up their resolve and told the commission, "We will fight this decision every step of the way. We will fight you in the halls of science. We will fight you in the courts of law. We will fight you in the legislature, and if necessary, we will fight you in the streets." And they did. Hundreds of creative and informative projects sprang up. Parades and posters, cooking and cartoons, fine art, theater, quilting, and more. All to raise money, meet allies, and fortify their opposition. Signs and banners adorned businesses, barns, and homes. But the Siting Commission plowed ahead. Next step, windshield surveys driving to each site. Believing this scenario was ripe for civil disobedience, the Allegheny County Nonviolent Action Group came together and began training dozens of new activists to peacefully block the site surveys. In Cortland County, the Citizens Against Radioactive Dumping did the same. And when commissioners returned to Allegheny County in May, dozens of locals surrounded their car, preventing them from entering the site. The county sheriff reluctantly made 48 arrests. When they were released from custody, courthouse workers cheered and held anti-dump signs from the windows. The people knew there'd be more surveys at each site, so they set up networks of road monitors using citizens' band radio and telephone trees to mobilize blockaders every time the city's slicker commissioners rolled in. From December 89 to April 1990, 4 blockades at the Allegheny sites and 2 in Cortland County led to over 140 arrests and prevented agents from surveying any of the 5 sites. Another 21 people had been arrested during 2 weeks of blocking the dump project storefront in Cincinnatus. Cortland County District Attorney allied with the activists there and dropped disorderly conduct charges, telling Governor Cuomo that the actions of the commission were simply ludicrous and inflammatory. The campaign reached its dramatic climax on April 5, 1990, when all 9 possible routes to the Canadeo site were blocked. State police escorting the survey team first had to arrest 6 grandparents for the future, one in a wheelchair, who had handcuffed themselves to a chain blocking the old Genesee River Iron Bridge. Delayed for hours, police then pressed on toward the site 2 miles away. Now many farm implements blocked the road, and troopers had to march through the mud to get by. The last line of resistance was mounted horses, their experienced riders turning the horses' rears toward the advancing cops, who soon sparked a melee, clubbing horses and knocking riders from their mounts while making 31 more arrests. The next day, the governor of New York, who'd been claiming he had no authority over the work of the independent commission, put a halt to the site surveys. Later, a grand jury dismissed all charges while recommending more training for state police. Fast forward 2 years, and the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the federal government may not force state governments to take title to nuclear waste, and the rural sites were removed from consideration. This has been Jack Cohen-Joppa for Nuclear Hot Seat, bringing you another story from the Nuclear Resistor Archives to inspire your activism today.